It's Tune In Tuesday. It's time to tune in, not just to the Ginny Show, but to tune into ourselves. I was tuning into this particular part of myself. Now, it sounds really creepy. But what I mean by that is some thoughts around abundance and, I guess, the law of flow and income and money and grace, all those things that we would like abundantly in our life, seemingly, came up for me the other day. Now, when it comes to abundance, I'm not referring to money. I'm referring to grace. I'm referring to health, to friendship, to love, to all good things. A few years ago when I started meditating, one of my spiritual teachers, Parvati Sundari, said after every meditation, she thanked everyone for their donation. And she said that she hopes everyone receives the blessings in the currency that they most need. So what she meant by that is whatever was needed in our lives at the moment, whether it be health, whether it be financial abundance, whether it be security. And I thought that was one of the most beautiful prayers I heard, because I never kind of saw abundance in a 3D way like that. I kind of always related it to money. And I was tuning into myself the other day and I was thinking, where did that belief come from? Where did I kind of look at things from an abundance point of view, just financially? I meditated on it and it took me back to a time when I was in primary school. So primary school, for my American listeners, is elementary school. So fifth and sixth grade. I just moved school. This is when my family, my mum and my dad, got divorced. And then she divorced my stepfather and we moved to Clayton from Northcote. So we moved to the southeast from inner city Melbourne. And I went to this primary school and I was making new friends and I was trying to fit in. And I guess my mum too, being a single parent, she was trying to find her way in how to support me going through school. My sister had already graduated. She was in university. So she was trying to figure out, look, you know, how can we provide, how can I provide for Ginny and make sure she's okay? And growing up, even though like we'd gone through some hard times, obviously my parents being divorced and moving schools and other hardships that occurred, I didn't really look at my life from a financial point of view because I was a kid. It was more about, you know, friends and happy times and food and ice cream. But when we moved to Clayton and I went to primary school and I was making friends, I invited a particular friend over one day, and I won't mention the friend's name because I believe I'm still friends with her on Facebook, so I don't want to potentially create an unsafe space. But what happened was she came over, and at that time we had two bedrooms in our little unit in Clayton. One bedroom was a guest room slash study. So there was a single bed in there and a desk and a lamp. And I had a bookshelf with all my books. And that room, my grandma would sometimes come and stay, or, you know, we'd have it for guests who'd come over. And the other bedroom, it was just me and my mother. We had that bedroom together. So I was like, okay, this is plenty of space for me and mum. We had two bedrooms. We had a living room, a laundry, a kitchen, you know, bathroom, a little backyard, but I had a huge front yard, which was shared, but I had enough space to play in. So I didn't really see myself at a disadvantage. And this particular friend came over for a play date. And I remember we had lots of fun. You know, I can't even remember what we actually played or what games that we played at the time. But, and I went to school the next day and a random friend came up to me and said, "Oh, Virginia, I'm sorry to hear you're so poor." And it kind of made me stop in my tracks, because firstly, what that triggered within me was, in the Sri Lankan mentality, if you're seen as poor, it's definitely not a positive thing. It's seen as you're struggling and that you're not well, or there's been a reason why you've become so poor. So it kind of stopped me in my tracks a bit and thinking, am I poor? I didn't really think of it that way. I mean, I had everything I needed. And then it sparked this anger within me. It felt like I'd invited someone into my home. I'd be like, yo, what can we do? What can we give you? Here's food. And I know that we were definitely not poor when it came to food. We always had food. But I remember a part of me felt betrayed, because I was like, I just invited you into my home, Bish, and you just stabbed me in the back. But more to the point, upon reflecting, I actually approached this particular friend and I said, did you tell people I'm poor? And she kind of looked at me and she nodded and she goes, yeah, because you had one bed and you didn't have many toys and you didn't have many this. And I was like, okay, wow, I'm poor. But I guess after I actually went to my mum and I told her, look, this particular friend called us poor. And my mum's like, we don't have much, but we're very blessed with what we have. And we're very blessed for what we don't have too. And I remember bringing that lesson up in some of my podcasts, and I wholeheartedly agree that I think that moment in time of my life has kind of impacted me probably a little bit more than I was aware of. And I realize certain things when they come up for me, it always goes back to that point of what really is poor? You know, what do we really value as life and a quality of life? It can't just be money. And I've got to say, at that time, the reason why I didn't see myself as poor is I had a school to go to. I had an education. I had school books. I had a roof over my head. I had food in my belly. I had a parent that loved me unconditionally. I didn't really see it that way. But I am grateful to that friend for pointing it out to me because it constantly allows me to reevaluate where I'm at in my life and what am I lacking abundance in. And what I've realized is if I'm ever lacking abundance, especially financially, it just encourages me to give more because that is the way to truly attract abundance. Give more. And it doesn't have to be financial. It could be in time, a hug, a cupcake. Gosh, I love a good free cupcake. But just the thought and energy and intention you put behind a certain action, that's what cultivates true abundance. And that's what really is enriching. It's not the money, guys. It never really is about money. And I think there's so many quotes out there saying it never really was about the money. It never really was. Money's just a product of who you are, really. When I went to one of Oprah's talks, she said, the more money you have, the more you become. So if you're a lovely person and you're generous, you have more money, you'll be more lovely and more generous. If you're an asshole and you have more money, you'll have more money to do asshole-like things. So the moral of this Tune In Tuesday is don't be an asshole. But also really think about what you have, the riches that you have in life outside of the money, because it's not about the money, my friends. Never has been, never will be. What are the riches that you have outside of the money? In people, in health, in opportunity, in shelter, in food. Gosh, food. I think it's more about the food than the money, but either way, this is what I implore you to do. Think about the things that you're grateful for and think about the riches in your life. Tune into that. Have a wonderful Tuesday, my friends.
Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look, live unbound. Check it out at conair.com and search unbound.